USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's former campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, is testifying before a Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee on Tuesday. The committee is investigating President Trump's alleged efforts to get in the way of a federal probe into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. Republican Congressman from Georgia, Doug Collins, is not a fan of the hearings.
Let's read the Mueller report for audiobook. That's what we've become. We had Mr. Mueller here. Had a long day of it. Judging by all accounts, it didn't go real well.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is traveling to Saudi Arabia just days after an attack on an oil facility there. Pompeo will spend a few days in Saudi Arabia and the UAE to discuss the United States' response to the attacks. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow is up 34 points to close at 27,111. NASDAQ gained 32. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The drone strikes in eastern Saudi Arabia over the weekend are having an impact on your price at the pump, as USA Radio Network's John Clemens explains.
Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen have claimed responsibility for the attacks that caused a production drop of 5.7 million barrels of crude oil products. That's over 5% of the world's daily supply. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us, get ready to pay more at the pump.
I would expect that in the days ahead, gas prices will likely advance 15 to 30 cents per gallon on average. It's going to be a few pennies per day for the next 1 to 2 weeks.
It's been estimated it'll take weeks to repair the Saudi oil fields that were damaged by the drone attacks. In order to stabilize oil prices, President Trump opened the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
Tropical storm warnings have been issued as Tropical Depression Imelda heads towards Texas. The Houston area and other places in eastern Texas are bracing for up to 18 inches of rain. This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Vice President Mike Pence attends a naturalization ceremony in Washington, D.C., and delivers remarks honoring the newly naturalized citizens on Constitution Day and Citizenship Day.
As Americans, you'll have all the rights and privileges of citizenship. You'll participate in many debates in American life, including debates over immigration in this country. But as you experience today, make no mistake about it, the United States of America is the most generous and welcoming system of immigration in the history of the world, and you prove that again today. I'm proud to report that last year alone, more than 750,000 people raised their right hand just like you and joined the American family. But today is a special day not only for you, but as has been mentioned several times, it's also a special day because it was on this day, September 17th, 232 years ago, that the Constitution of the United States of America was signed. It was an extraordinary moment, not just in American history. It was an extraordinary moment in human history.
Economists expect the Fed Reserve to lower interest rates on Wednesday. If it does, it would be the second time in 2 months that the central bank has cut the rate. The Fed is likely to cut the rate to between 1% and 2%. And finally, in sports news, two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback Eli Manning is going to the bench as the New York Giants announced that Daniel Jones will be the starter this Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.